Hi, my name's Angela Newell and I'm a vegetarian chef. I'm a vegetarian myself and I also only cook vegetarian food. This evening I'm going to tell you about my career. I always loved cooking for my family as a little girl. I did all the usual things like chocolate brownies, my favourite, and pasta with tomatoes, my first main dish. I realised I had talent when I made an apple pie one day that the whole family raved over. From then on, I knew which direction I was heading in. When I was 15, my family moved from the country up to the city. I was surprised how little cooking teenagers did there. Friends were amazed when I said I wanted to do cookery school. In fact, the course I ended up doing was about more than cookery. It didn't combine cookery with hotel management or any of the usual things, but instead also had classes in childcare. It wouldn't have been everybody's choice, but it suited me down to the ground, as I've always liked kids. And it turned out to be really useful. It meant that when I was 18, I was able to take a one-way ticket to Paris and get a job as a children's nanny. I wasn't an English teacher, but the fact that I could talk to the kids in English meant I was never short of work. And of course, in Paris, I was able to study cookery in a serious way. I was only intending to stay 2 months, but it turned into 6. I learnt so much. It was worth more than my whole 3-year course back home. Although I wasn't a vegetarian in those days, that came later. But like all good things, my time in Paris came to an end. When I got home, I applied for lots of jobs, mostly in fancy French restaurants, without success. The job I finally got was on a golf course, not in a smart city centre hotel, as I'd imagined, but it was a busy restaurant and so good training for the job on a cruise ship that came next. That took me all round the world and allowed me to develop my international cookery skills. Indian food was always my personal favourite, even more than French food, but I learned how to make Chinese and Caribbean dishes too. It was when I got home that I got a job as a private chef at the home of a well-known fashion model and her husband, who's a journalist. She liked the range of dishes I could cook, but she was a vegetarian. It was from her that my love of vegetarian cookery came, and after 2 years of working for her, I became a vegetarian myself. We're still friends, and when I left the job, she helped me to set up my own vegetarian restaurant. We spent a long time trying to think of a good name for it. We didn't want it to sound too organic, you know, a name like Whole Earth or Grassroots might have kept people away. In the end, it was my friend who came up with Green Leaves, which was perfect. The restaurant's done very well and attracts not only vegetarians, but also lots of other people who like good international food. I was really thrilled when we won an award last year. Actually, not for the food, though that would have been nice too, but for the quality of the service. I've got some excellent people working for me. So, what's next? The restaurant's going really well, and I've recently published a cookbook including some of my best dishes, and it's selling well. Everyone should be able to cook. That's why I'm also setting up a website soon, so that I can answer questions that people might have about the recipes. I've even been asked to host my own cookery programme on TV, but I'm a bit nervous about that. I've said I'll have to think about it. It'd be exciting, though. Anyway, that's me. Before I go on to...